This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Planned Parenthood suit against David DeLayden has been harshly broken. In a huge victory for citizen journalists, Judge William Orrick turned a $20 million lawsuit into a trespassing dispute. Planned Parenthood claimed scant, if any, evidence that DeLayden intended to incite violence, and Judge Orrick has been harshly criticized as a local Planned Parenthood founder and supporter for not recusing himself from the case. His strong ruling speaks volumes. Thursday marked the 74th time the U.S. House refused to consider a ban against abortion-related infanticide. As more Americans understand the documented history of such infanticide, and the more House leadership rejects discussion of the issue, the harder it becomes to imagine a good outcome for those leaders in the next election. This is Life News Radio.
Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation.
In other headlines, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed protections into law for infants whose heart attack abortions fail. National Days of Mourning events late next month will lament 20 million black abortion deaths in America. The protest challenges frequent banter about racism because nothing is more racist than eugenic racism. It literally kills. Once again, Italian doctors want to care for a rare condition afflicting a British child, Tafita Rakib. But as in the case of Charlie Gard and others, the Brits want no help. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.